This exhibition was conceived a number of years ago, curated in-house at the Australian Centre for the Moving Image, or ACME, and it looks at Sean Tan's book The Lost Thing and its journey from a book, and then it was made into an Oscar-winning film. So the exhibition takes you on a journey through each page of that book, and in each section which relates to the page, there are sketches and there are interviews with the movie makers. There are things like textures, different textures of how, like the boy's shirt or...
Yeah, there's a lot of sketches that sort of show the concept development, both in terms of the characters, but also the landscapes, the narratives, and then the very layered textures that make up those landscape narrative worlds.
It's great to see the background of how these things come together, isn't it?
Absolutely.
I mean, the finished product is wonderful, but the actual creation process is interesting as well.
I think the exhibition allows a real window into that world. So not only are you getting the kind of narrative that was turned from a book to a film, but once again all of the sort of details of production and the technicalities that allowed that to sort of happen.
I don't know if you've read the story or not, or seen the film, but it's this boy who is wandering around, goes to the beach and finds this lost thing and realises that it sort of doesn't belong anywhere, it doesn't belong to anyone. So he takes it on a journey, tries to find a home for it, and that's sort of where this exhibition also takes us. It takes us, the boy, to the beach, through his house, takes him to his mate's house, and walking through the city, trying to find, and then in the end...
So it's all about the search, really, is it?
The search, yeah, and there's a section called the search as well. And then at the end, they go into find Utopia, which has all these crazy lost things within. So it's a place where the lost thing can feel accepted and belong.
So just here in the first section, titled The Boy, we've got a few sort of concepts being developed for the boy's clothing, I guess, and a few textures for the world itself. There's two swatches just here on the wall above us, which sort of feature a painted sort of fabric surface and also a couple of bits and pieces of stamps from different countries, which I think is a very small detail, which adds to the sort of volume of those small details in the exhibition.
All right, so we've got this large screen in front of us now with a very large red button, which I really want to push. Okay, I'm going to push it. Okay, what happens here then when I push the button? What's this all about?
When you push the button, it starts the video. Each section in the exhibition has one of these TV sort of casings with the big button that you press. And it brings up a video, each one is different, looking at behind the scenes of the making of the movie. So looking, it has the artist talking himself, the producer, and also the animator, Leo Baker. And yeah, it sort of explains how they developed different parts of the movie. And you need to pick the phone up to listen. Some people might think it's for children, but it's not only for children. It's for... I mean, I love it, and I keep finding, even though we're, you know, travelling around the country setting up the show, still find some exciting little bits and pieces that I may not have seen before.
Okay, so we've got some fairly detailed artwork in here. This is the original artwork, is it?
Yes, this particular piece is original artwork for the pages within the book, and next to this original artwork you can see the page from the book, which gives you a lovely reference.
Yeah, and taken directly from it. I mean, as a viewer, I'm really impressed that all of the details in the original artwork are copied sort of more or less exactly. The text, you know, is already there. And also all these lovely diagrammatic drawings that are collaged into the borders, I think might have sort of found pages that have been incorporated.
Yep. So what do you think it was about both the book and, of course, the film that really impressed everyone so much and, of course, eventually won the Academy Award? What do you think it was?
Oh, look, it's just so endearing, and I think people can possibly relate to the story themselves because it's about friendship, it's about finding things, it's about acceptance. I think it's about, yeah, it's a whole range of emotions, I think.
Yeah, I think it's really rich in metaphors, and sort of has a, the story has a big amount of heart to it. So I think that's something that we all like to think about making more of every day.
Okay, and it's opening night this coming Friday.
This coming Friday, yeah, and the gallery has, you know, a number of big opening and a few programs planned as a part of that.
They're screening the film in the park as part of the opening.
With free popcorn, I understand.
Yes, I believe so.